took my epic sword!
I'm gonna take your...
Hello, it's Monday, October 17th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cz video game show. I'm your host, Chris, and this is show number 27. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you want to send us an email, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Somebody was asking me if there was one or two S's in video game show. There's one S in video game show. Today, we have...
Why would there be two?
They didn't know if it was video game show or video game... Games show.
Okay. Hi, I'm Keith. I'm here today.
Phil.
I am only a rookie doctor.
You suck. And Bob.
I'll just go with hi.
Today's show, we will be chatting about what's new at Dream Station. Spielberg and EA team up to make some games. EA snubs Sony. Free GameCubes on October 27th. Trauma Center under the knife review for the Nintendo DS. Yet another violent video game study. Shaolin Monks review for the Xbox. The Show Me the Money report. The Adventures of Bubblefoot. The decline of the PC game. Our forum question. And our mailbag.
Mailbag!
Next topic.
In housekeeping, again, welcome new listeners. In the housekeeping section every week, we correct the errors that we had the previous weeks, and we discuss kind of all the topics that are just a little bit too small for a full-blown discussion. This week's housekeeping, Gamertag Radio's Xbox Awards will be in November. We will be presenting an award and helping out with some audio. Details to come. We've decided that the video game deaths, the factor crap, and the mailbag will be taking turns making appearances in the show. Over the last couple weeks, the show's file size has been slowly bloating up, and we're around 40 minutes instead of 30 minutes, so we're going to rotate. The PSP firmware version 2.5 got released. A bunch of worthless crap. Don't bother.
Yay, worthless crap.
More to remove your emulation software and stuff. City of Heroes frees up some hero names on October 24th. Characters under level 35 with 90 or more days of inactivity will have their names removed. The characters won't be deleted, but it will free up names for the poor saps who buy the City of Villains expansion.
The poor saps.
What happens if you ever log back on?
They're going to give you a input box that you'll have to pick another name and go through the name process over again.
Yes.
In other MMO news, the World of Warcraft 1.8 patch has been released with some new areas, trick-or-treating, and some other stuff that we're not sure of because we don't play World of Warcraft. MTV Gaming Week. Thanksgiving Week, the release of the Xbox 360. It's got a bunch of gaming-related crap as opposed to reality-related crap. They will have some sort of True Life with gamers on. They'll have some other stuff, but again, this is MTV. Who cares? Yet another iPod. We're a podcast. I guess we should talk about iPods once in a while and or MP3 players. It's now got video. There's a new iTunes. It's got video in it. The video is really low quality, and they want to charge you $2 to watch last night's episode of Lost or Desperate Housewives at 640 by 480 resolution. Congrats to those who use iTunes. I tried with the podcasting to just switch over to it, and it was so horribly organized that we are in the arts and entertainment section, along with, you know, Granny Betty the gardener. So, you have much more patience than I do.
Learn how to get your garlic bulbs planted this spring, or get our review of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Next topic.
New at Dream Station. We have a whopping two things that have been new at Dream Station. Frantics for the PSP and Grip Shift for the PSP. Go to our site and view it in all its glory.
I just sent him another one.
Which one?
Heretic Kingdoms.
In breaking news, Heretic Kingdoms for the PC will also be reviewed.
Next topic.
Steven Spielberg and Electronic Arts will team up to make games. EA has paid Steven Spielberg to, quote, shape the concept, story, and visual appearance, end quote, for three upcoming yet-to-be-determined games. This brings up a whole bunch of questions about celebrities and non-gamers getting involved with pimping games and even now, apparently, game design.
Yet another way for EA to itself out and make more money.
I'm kind of curious to see what'll happen as you get somebody, I mean, making a video game and making a movie aren't exclusive of one another. It might be interesting to see what quote-unquote good director could do for a video game. Unfortunately, it's probably going to end up like some type of adventure game. It'll probably suck. It'll look really pretty and have a good plot.
There you go. The gameplay is rancid, but damn, it looked really cool.
I'm really involved in the storyline. ET2.
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private E.T.
Tom brought up a good point with Div 3 that there is no replay value, so I would imagine that if you had a director, it would pretty much be scripted every time you play the game, so there would be no replay value.
Yep. They're going to release the game, then they're going to release a prequel to the game. They're going to release a prequel to that game.
I don't know. I don't have a problem with Spielberg's movies. I can't really say too much bad about him. But this dude, who I assume isn't super involved in video gaming, I don't know Steven Spielberg personally, but...
He has a black baby.
Okay.
James Bond!
On that note,
next topic.
In a related EA story, EA snubs Sony. The PlayStation 2 version of Need for Speed Most Wanted, it will not have online play enabled. Redeema summed it up pretty nicely on our forums when he said that EA pulled a GameCube on Sony, referring to the fact that EA doesn't have any online support for the GameCube, and EA barely has support for the GameCube as it is. I mean, very few titles are actually coming out on the Cube by EA. Kind of showing what we're going to be talking about here in a minute. A Japanese gaming site called ZackZack has reported that the PlayStation 3's initial investment, if you want to develop PlayStation 3 games as a software company, you're going to have to spend about $18 million up front, not including...
That's a developer kit.
That's not including development costs. One developer kit, as of this past September, was $30,000. In addition, you have to pass some sort of Sony test to make sure that you're up to par for, you know, dating Kutaragi's daughter here, whatever the heck he thinks that this is.
Do I get a rose?
Kutaragi was quoted by saying that the PlayStation 3 software must not be of the same standard of the PS2. He wants it bigger, better, faster, stronger. As you can imagine, a lot of the developers are kind of going, all right, Sony, you're absolutely insane, and rumor has it that some of them are jumping ship and actually moving onwards to the Xbox. An anonymous developer that said that they were going to be exclusively PS3 has been quoted as saying that they made a mistake. I bet you the language is a little more colorful than that.
Tough luck, Star Ranger!
But, you know.
Sony is having enough problems as is without this guy completely screwing up.
The arrogance of this guy, and he thinks that the Japanese have a tendency to stick with Japanese product. I think it's going to bite him in the foot. We'll see.
Bite him in the foot?
I was going to say bite him in the ass, but I just have to censor it out, so I didn't even bother.
Next topic.
Free GameCubes, October 27th. That's actually a lie. I just wanted to get your attention. Now that I have your attention. We talked last week about the brilliant analysts who are saying that they think the GameCube is at its end of its life cycle. According to some translations of Nintendo reports, they will be allowing retailers to sell the GameCube at whatever price these retailers want to sell it at to move the consoles and to try and make some money starting October 27th. Currently, the GameCube is $100 US. It's going to be falling faster
than
the
games.
Pre-order Twilight Princess Zelda game and you get a free GameCube. At $100, I think it's a pretty good buy. At $50, it's a must-buy. For multiplayer in-person alone, pick up a GameCube.
Something, 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 it's back, you see, the $2,600 Atari. Under $50, $55! Isn't that nice?
God, I'm not the only one that remembers that.
Now, you want to know how dorky I am? The first line is, the fun is back, oh yes siree.
The fun is back, oh yes siree. It's $2,600 Atari. It's a video system with plastic galore, from space and to cause that roar.
Oh, Jesus.
The 2600 song.
Next topic.
A Nintendo DS review of Trauma Center Under the Knife. I picked up Trauma Center Under the Knife. It is a game in which you kind of, it's like Operation, the board game. You have your little stylus, and it actually almost always uses the touchscreen. Each side of your screen is lined with different doodads and gadgets of the medical technology, such as tweezers, stitching, like stitches if you have a cut.
Bigger tweezers. And
there's the magical green gel that will revive a person on the brink of death.
Well,
it's a whole bunch
of... Come
on,
I've also never seen anyone die from getting stitches.
Oh, well, you have seen the way that Joe was applying the stitches, I think they would die.
It's kind of a whole bunch of little mini games. So first you'll have to smear the antibiotic gel on this dude's stomach. Then you take the scalpel you cut in this dude's stomach to open up a little hole. The screen zooms in and then these little particles are moving around. You have to slice them with the scalpel and then stun them with the green gel and then take your tweezers and pull them off. Apply a little membrane and rub it in with your hand and oh no, they went into shock. So you got to massage their heart with a little mini game. Really, really fun. Really, really addictive. The surgeries last about 5 minutes at most. Typical Japanese style that the story makes no sense and it's very dramatic. The only problem I had with the game was that, well, first, it's impossible to play in the car on the way to Longhorn Steakhouse because you can't cut a straight line when you're in an SUV.
What about on the way to Outback?
They teach you, and it's actually pretty good. As you go through the game, it teaches you, you know, the very first mission is, here's some tweezers, pull the glass out of this dude's arm. But as you go on, they continue to talk to you during the mission. So while you're doing surgery on this guy, the chick's trying to talk to you, and you won't be able to do anything until you, like, acknowledge what she said. So you're having a tap up in the right corner, and quite frankly, I could give a crap about the story in this game. It's something about you're a new doctor, you come in here, you used to work at this hospital as an intern. Eventually, some new, they call them medical terrorists, have this thing called guilt, and they release these little parasites are in you, and yada, yada, yada. Who cares? It's just a story to link different missions together. What did you two think of it now that I've kind of talked for 20 minutes?
It was fun. It was addictive. It was like heroin.
It was pretty fun. Addictive was a very good word to use for this game. Overall, I thought it was really good.
You'd pick it up and you'd look at it and you'd think that the game is just going to be horrid and stupid. But this is one of those things where it's just not. They could have done without the whole storyline and just let it be, you know, a doctor, because the storyline honestly just makes it annoying. You get into it. You're sitting there and you're like just going and you're trying to go faster because you're like, oh no, I got to save him. His spleen's about to explode.
The only potential downfall I could see is I don't know how long the game is. There is replay value there. It's kind of like little WarioWare mini games. I've played the game maybe 4 or 5 hours, and there's no percentage or anything, so I can't really tell how far into the story I am. But if I had to take a wild stab, I would say I'm about at least halfway. So I would envision the game of being 10 hours. If any of you guys out there have beaten the game yet, let me know. It's an excellent, excellent bathroom game where you're like, oh, I have to take a dump. This will take 5 or 10 minutes. You can jump in and do a couple, 3 missions of that. Based on this game now, if any of the listeners out there do end up with, you know, any kind of cancer or tumors, let me know. I can probably clear it up for you in about 2 to 5 minutes. So out of 10, Phil, what would you give it?
Probably 8.5.
All right, that's pretty good. Keith?
I'd say about 8.5 as well. Lose the plot, it'd be better.
Apparently Phil's fiance Jill has a complaint. She played the game as well.
I have a complaint. If you go through the board and you fail your mission or whatever, and then you have to do it again, you have to sit there and read through all the words all over again just to get back to where you were. You already know what you did wrong. It tells you at the end what you did wrong.
This shows that girls don't like reading either, see? Nobody likes reading. I wish the Japanese would learn that. I would probably give the game an 8.5. I might even give it a 9.
Next topic.
Yet another study shows that violent video games cause aggression. This time, the study was done at Michigan State University. They said that there's a link between gaming and brain activity that you find normally during aggression. They took 13 German males, they hooked them up to some monitoring stuff.
Well, God, you get Germans, of course you're going to find aggression.
They began to play the UT mod turned retail game Tactical Ops Assault on Terror. In 11 of the 13 test subjects, they saw large observed effects. That's in quotes, large observed effects.
Aggression in anything you do. I guarantee if you monitored my head through the day of work, you'd find increased aggression having nothing to do with video games. Have me drive to work, you're going to find increased aggression.
Those guys are competitive. I raced somebody home on the freeway today. I had no idea who it was, and I wasn't in a hurry.
I would probably have increased aggression if I was forced to play Tactical Ops because it's a steaming pile. They went on to say that this is a short-term casual link in aggression and violent gaming. Do the same study on road rage or stubbing your toe on a coffee table or playing contact sports like boxing or football or hockey. Every 10 minutes, somebody does a study. Half the studies say, oh yes, absolutely, the gaming is horrible for you, and the other half says, yeah, we're not sure.
Next topic.
Mortal Kombat, Shaolin Monks for the Xbox. We have a review. This game is also out for the PS2. We reviewed the Xbox version. In Mortal Kombat, Shaolin Monks, they go back. It's not a 3D fighter. It's a 3D kind of adventure game, similar to a maybe Devil May Cry or a Double Dragon, except in 3D. It's kind of a beat-em-up. The guys at Midway have tried this in the past, and they've had not as much success with the Sub-Zero Mythologies game. Shaolin Monks is co-op. One or two players, you take the role of either Liu Kang, dude with the red headband and the red pants and no shirt, or Kung Lao. He's the dude in Mortal Kombat 2 that has the razor blade hat. You progress, you go room to room, and the room will have a whole bunch of different enemies on it. You'll have to do some platform jumping. You'll have to do some puzzle solving. There is a role-playing element to it. As you defeat enemies, you get experience points. You use those experience points to put up all of your different powers so that you start out, you don't have all your moves. You know, Liu Kang doesn't have his bicycle kick. That would be the one where he goes... That you don't have that right off the bat. So
you can't do your fatalities right away either.
The game does feature fatalities. Each of the two characters that you can beat has, I want to say, like 5 or 6 different fatalities. As you punch people, you build up your little combo meter. When your combo meter glows red, you can issue your fatality. The game kind of pauses and it goes into typical Mortal Kombat fatality style. Some of the fatalities are actually really funny. There's cutscenes. If you're a fan of Mortal Kombat and its mythos, this is an awesome game. If you don't like Mortal Kombat, you still may like the game. As a co-op game, we had a lot of fun with it. There's also a actually really cool versus mode. There's a whole bunch of hidden secrets in typical Mortal Kombat fashion. I think you can unlock Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Reptile, a couple others, so that eventually you can have maybe 8 guys to play with if you're going to do like a versus fight. The versus fights, I think a good way to describe them would be kind of like Power Stone. Granted, it's only one-on-one, but you have all kinds of different obstacles and traps and stuff that you can knock people into. There's weapons that you can pick up and use.
I've always wanted a game like this, because I like MMOs a lot, but but it always seems like there's no real strategy. It's just like, you know, you figure out what combination of your powers does the most damage based on the creature, and you just kind of queue everything up and wait for it to happen. I've always wanted something that would kind of combine a fighting game with kind of a third-person feel to it, and this sounds like something that's kind of along those lines.
And like you said, if you're not really into the Mortal Kombat world, chances are you're really not going to be as into it as others would.
The intro, for example, has Sub-Zero, that would be the blue ninja. He rips some no-name guy's spine out and then proceeds to beat Scorpion with the guy's spine and skull still attached. So any game that has an intro scene like that...
Video games don't cause violence.
One of the few complaints I do have with the game is that during co-op with a couple guys on the screen, the frame rate has a tendency to drop. It wasn't enough to take away from the game a lot, but it was kind of annoying. So I think out of a 10, I would rate this one as a Mortal Kombat fan, probably an 8.5, maybe even a 9. And if you're not a Mortal Kombat fan, I think it would probably drop down to a 7.5.
I would say if you're a Mortal Kombat fan and like those kind of games, I would say it's even a 9. And if you're not a Mortal Kombat fan, I'd say it's about a 7.5.
The role-playing game, I guess I'd say maybe an 8. And then for the versus mode, I'd say probably a 9. The maps were really cool. For somebody like me that doesn't remember all the moves, it really makes the game a little more evenly matched.
I guess this would be a good time. Marvel Rise of the Perfects was an EA game that got a lot of flack for being pretty mindless and that one or two buttons and you could do all of the combos. That's not necessarily the case with this game. Yes, there are a couple, you know, XXX combos, but in addition to that, it's like old school Mortal Kombat. You gotta know when to throw the right move at the right time, so it's not just button mashing necessarily. There is strategy involved. After that, we busted out the Mortal Kombat.
We're just sitting there like, okay, so this is punch and this is kick and this is this, and like, we're over there trying to figure out buttons, and he starts flying around on the screen, throwing at you, going, yeah, yeah. We started playing guys that no one even played. Kung Lao. And we're sitting there like, well, I know he can, like, spin around or throw a head or... And he's back forward. Oh, he gets it. Oh, back forward. Okay, there we go, there we go.
I was sitting there trying to figure out how to throw the fan for Katana, and then Chris is like, forward, and both buttons. I'm like, what? You are a dork.
So I got so excited because I haven't played this game in a very long time, and it was just like riding a bicycle. A lot of strategy in it. I like it quite a bit. So look, that's 2 positive reviews in this week. So that shows we don't hate absolutely everything. We just hate mostly everything.
Next topic.
Today we have a two-parter. I'll say his name once and only once, Florida lawyer Jack Thompson. He has 2 news articles today. Number 1, The Adventures of Bumblefoot. The fires of hell are burning me even now. Bumblefoot is offering 10 grand to whoever makes, quote, his game. In his game, you are the father of some kid who is killed by a gamer. You have to go to the fictitious company Take This Interactive instead of Take Two. You have to kill the CEO, Paula Eeb, instead of Paul Ebler. You also have to kill CEO Paula's entire family. Then you have to make your way across the country. He was going to give this 10 grand to the charity of CEO of Take Two, Paul Ebler's choice. Well, somebody made the game. Go figure. Bumblefoot then proceeded to say in his comments that that was satire. He wasn't really going to donate 10 grand. He called gamers idiots for not knowing who Jonathan Swift was. He wrote a modest proposal. Well, in his email, Big Boy spelled Jonathan Swift wrong. So, hey, way to go, Bumblefoot.
Of course not. He's evil.
Penny Arcade had a pretty funny thing about this where they were basically saying, hey, they called this earlier in the week. Someone's going to make this game and this guy's not going to man up and pony up the dough towards Paul Ebler's whatever charity. So Penny Arcade did step up and they said, all right, look, because you're a stupid punk, Bumblefoot, we're going to foot the 10 grand. And they even donated in Bumblefoot's name. I would not have done that. Some people have emailed him, and his response every time is, if you email me again, I will sue you so fast your head will spin. He said that to more than one person.
I'm going to email him, and if he says that, I'm going to email him again and just be like, my head really can't spin around. It's a pivot joint. It does not rotate a full 360 degrees. It's humanistically impossible. And but you trying to do that to me is threatening me and my life.
Next topic.
So that was part 1 of the Bumblefoot adventures. Part 2.
Tune in next week while he climbs out of a human a-
Oh, he'll never get out of there.
It must be hard to have your head in your with your foot in your mouth. How's all that fit? Okay, part 2 would be the Nymph and their name. The Nymph is the National Institute for Media and the Family.
Nymphs were those little woodland creatures that run around naked and seduce people.
Now, that's Richard Simmons you're thinking of. Nymph called Jackie Boy out. Dr. David Walsh, the head of the National Institute for Media and the Family, wrote a big old long letter. I'm not going to read it, but the summary, paraphrasing, is that both Bumblefoot and this institute question gaming's effects on children. But basically, hey, Jack, you keep throwing our name around, and you're throwing around our research, and you're an idiot, and you're making us look bad, and you're basically damaging our reputation. Please don't ever use us in any of your speeches or any of your rants. You're giving us bad publicity. Bumblefoot's response was, he responded to Walsh's letter with pretty much more mindless drivel and insanity and drooling and ravings. He called Walsh a liberal and started to berate him.
These people have the same beliefs I do. They believe exactly what I believe.
This is Keith's takes on the stream of consciousness thinking of Bumblefoot and how he goes. So again, this is from Keith.
This is an email I received from Keith today. It goes, I'd love to see a chart of the rationale this guy has. Number one, violence is bad. We need to help. Number two, I'm hungry. I think I'll eat a sandwich. Number three, wow, baseball is fun. I like baseball. Number four, ham. Wonder if they make baseball gloves out of ham. Number five, gloves. What about ham bats? Number six, bathroom break. Number seven, wait a minute. This ham was once a sentient being. The mighty pig gods of Zakuda. Number eight, they must have been slain with bats made of ham products. It is their only weakness. Number nine, video games have bats. And some even have ham. Some have blood. Number 10, video games show people getting killed by bats made of ham, angering the mighty pig gods of Zakuda. Baseball rules. Number 11, sue all video game people in the name of pig gods of Zakuda. Number 12, counsel with the pig god Ham Fist the Porcelain for further wisdom. Number 13, start to speak in third person. Baseball is fun. Thompson is hungry.
What was that? The porcelain god of what?
Pig god Ham Fist the Porcelain.
Ham Fist the Porcelain. I mean, really, based on that, I now associate... Did you ever watch an episode of Space Ghost? I just think of Bumblefoot pretty much like that. Oh, he's just like Space Ghost coast to coast.
Hey, Tom! Sometimes I want to hear the Bumblefoot ranting.
Just missed it.
I'll have to catch in the show then.
So I guess in summary here, we're not big fans of Nymph either, but it's always funny when Bumblefoot gets owned.
If video games really did cause that kind of violence, somebody would have shot him by now. So I think he's disproven his own point by his ability to continue living.
But your ability to live, you're proving yourself wrong.
Because you're f***ing off a lot of video game players. He doesn't even care if he's helping people anymore. It's just a vendetta for him. I don't know if it was ever really about wanting to help people. Didn't he violate the first rule of ethical war, which was not to stoop to the level of your adversary? And he's like, well, I'm going to make a video game worldwide. People are going to come and kill you and your families. I want the next video game player who sees Bumblefoot walking down the street to just embrace him. Just walk right up to him and tell him that you love him. Just hold on.
Next topic.
The PC gaming has declined. Analysts predict that over the next 4 years, the PC game industry will lose $170 million, putting it at around $930 million per year in 2009.
Was that a report made before or after we knew how much the next-gen systems were going to cost?
It's currently $1.1 billion a year. That's what the PC game industry is worth. It's going to go down to $930 million. This is from PricewaterhouseCoopers Global EMT Outlook. I have money. I've been saving up. I've been putting $20 paycheck away. I have $700 in cash sitting here. Well, apparently they were supposed to have 2 million Xbox 360s at launch. Well, I guess that was worldwide. Here in the United States, they were going to have a certain amount that was going to be for the U.S. 300,000.
Ah, that's it?
It sounds like a lot. I mean, high schools have 1,000 kids. In all of America, take 300 of those 1,000-kid high schools, and those are the only people that can get the Xbox 360 on launch day, supposedly. So, in reference to Bob's point, I have $700. If I end up going to Best Buy and there ain't be no Xbox 360, I may very well just wander over two aisles to the PC parts area.
Time for a new motherboard and processor.
Come on now, I'm trying to give you money and you're not accepting it because you didn't make enough of your product. That's a pretty smart move. PC gaming declining. They were predicting it's going to go down. I don't even know where we were at. Let's just move on.
Yeah, it won't die entirely just because PC is still the only place. You know, I got this great idea for a game. Why don't we try making it ourselves and like modding some engine and just think it'll still be where all the innovative titles are going to come from, because you're not going to have an independent company that's making games for Xbox.
Next topic.
In the forum question, last week I forgot to do another forum question, partially because we ran out of time. This week's poll, are electronics and their said devices getting too small? You know, iPod Nano, iPod Shuffles, Nintendo DSs, and PSPs, and all these other little doodads and whatchamacallits are getting tinier and tinier. So, yes or no? www.dreamstation.cc. Go to our general forums. This poll will be posted.
Next topic.
Well, let's do the mailbag here. We're almost done. This one is from Cyborg771. I really enjoy listening to your show, but I have one problem. I think your show would have a much better audio quality if you use something like Skype or Project Gizmo instead of TeamSpeak. I also think it would be cool if you open up the TeamSpeak server to the public like they do at GamersDaily.tv. Thank you for your time. Select list of folks that are allowed into our TeamSpeak server because it's being run off of my broadband connection and any more than that, and it would drag down my downloads. And as far as audio quality, again, I reiterate that we do this as a hobby. We do this for fun, so I'm not in a position where I can spend a whole bunch of money and get higher quality like phone lines and stuff. We also downsample our audio because we want to try and get these files to be around 5 meg. The smaller the file size, the less the bandwidth usage. But thank you, we appreciate the email. And this one is from Atticus414. Dear Dream Station, a little while ago my beloved Game Boy Advance SP was lost or stolen or something. Sad face. Should I get a Game Boy Micro, a DS, or a PSP? Also, a little while ago you were talking about the iPod Nano. I have one, and aside from a few dings, it's holding up good. I'm also worried that it will break if I lean against something with it in my pocket. I would go with the DS. The simple reason being is that you're going to pay $100 for a Game Boy Micro. You could pay $80 for another Game Boy SP, or you can pay, what, $130 US for a Nintendo DS. I think, what, three podcasts ago, I kind of went over my impressions of the DS, so give back a listen in a couple weeks.
And as for the Nano, I could say this. My mom sat on it in her pocket. It's fine. You can lean against crap with it. It's okay.
This is an audio question here.
Hi guys, this is Thomas Ayers from Kapolei, Hawaii, and I wanted to know what you think about Apple possibly rolling out a next-gen gaming device. I think it's only a matter of time before they branch out into gaming.
Well, is the iMac though?
Macintosh? Let's get them started making games for a Macintosh.
As far as some
little... dude, because Apple has kind of its own market, and it may not be going towards gamers at all, because you think of how many different people have iPods, and they could just start putting out something that has, like, little cutesy old-school Mario games on it that no one's ever heard of, where you can play, like, chess or bingo or something, and just has, like, a nice screen and a really nice interface, and it's all roundy and small, like all the iPods are. If they had the same kind of functionality, at least minimal functionality, that an iPod currently has, I think it probably would do pretty well.
Bob just described the Game Boy Advance. Minimum functionality, small, round, simple.
The Apple iPods do have games. Granted, it's only, what, like Super Breakout and Solitaire. I think you could do little stupid things like Bejeweled and all the, you know, Bookworm and all those other kind of PopCap style games. You might even be able to do it with a firmware upgrade. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know how the internal workings of an iPod are. Otherwise, I'd be working there.
20 gigs. Think of how small all those games are.
Buy them. For $2 or whatever.
iTunes. The way the iPod's
been
going.
10 or 12 of them. You wouldn't have to swap out cartridges or discs or anything. That'd be really, really nice, actually.
Well, the iPod's been moving down this PDA path because slowly and ever slowly, first it got an address book, then it got a little calendar, then you got little games on it.
Do we think that it's going to turn into a little cheesy handheld gaming device? I guess my answer is no, although there's a whole lot of potential. They may look into moving that direction.
Like Tom was saying, PDA kind of, it can do it all.
Never. For the same reason that they won't be a cell phone company.
Wait, I thought
for the same reason that they don't make Macintosh gaming.
If they did create something that turned out to be kind of like how the PSP kind of started out, where it plays games and videos and does all that happy crap.
Thomas, that was a very, very good question. We appreciate it. This one is from Squeak. First off, I would like to hear from Chris what he thought about show number 25 when he was gone. For my rant about how you guys said last week you thought the new Killzone for PS3 looked pre-rendered, and Chris said Metal Gear Solid for the PS3 looked really good. I think Metal Gear Solid was pre-rendered because the camera kept moving. Konami said was in-game footage. I don't think we can be so coordinated as to move Snake around and move the camera and make it look so nice like a movie. First of all, wants to know what I thought of the show that I was gone. I thought it was pretty funny. They ripped on me. I kind of got Phil back because that one dude in the Disney picture that was dancing around like fruitcake. Go to our general forums. There's a link. Did kind of look like Phil. I still owe the other three.
Easy, make me edit another show.
Yeah. Killzone and Metal Gear and all that being pre-rendered. I did say it looked good. I do think they're claiming it's not pre-rendered. I'm wondering otherwise. I think Metal Gear, maybe what they were doing was maybe they were using the in-game engine and they were kind of controlling the camera and everything to make it look very movie-like quality, because, yeah, that wasn't a playable playable movie. I mean, you couldn't actually play with some of the camera angles they were using. It was more dramatic rather than actual playtime. So, but thank you for your email there, Squeak. This is from Curtis Gray from Florida. Posted the Jack Bumblefoot thing. I almost said his name. I almost summoned the unholy demon here to Ohio. I have to say Beetlejuice 3 times. Methinks so-and-so needs to put his money where his mouth is. Keep up the good work. The show is awesome. This is from Curtis. So thank you, Curtis, for sending in the URL link here.
Next topic.
Everyone but Keith has been listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. Please check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, and our downloadable show archive. Email us questions, comments, even some audio if you'd like. Video game show at dreamstation.cc. If you feel like it, vote for us at all your favorite podcast voting sites.
And send in some reviews, people. Audio reviews. I know you people are playing the games that we don't play. Let's hear about it.
Pictures of your older sisters.
Alright. We hope you come back the same time next week. Vote for us on all your favorite little podcast voting sites, such as Podcast Alley, Odeo, and Yahoo, and all the other stuff. And
Yahoo reviews are pretty good.
Are they?
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
Went on there. I figured it was one of you guys that went on there and did.
So thank you for those of you who have been voting for us and reviewing us and all that other good stuff. We do appreciate it. Dude, one of our tags on Yahoo is ham.
Console games, blah, 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 gaming news, games, ham, interviews with Microsoft. That made my day, and I'm not sure why.
Very nice. Awesome. Anyways, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for jumping here on the show, and we will chat on you sometime in the next week. Did you even know that?